Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, in about 8 minutes, we'll have Congressman Tom Tancredo joining us to talk about the open border situation. While Ridge says give up all of our liberties, doesn't make much sense unless you're the terrorist. And I'm going to have our guest, Douglas Valentine, back up. He's the author of several books, one of them, The Phoenix Program. His website's douglasvalentine.com, links at infowars.com. Roy, finish up real quick because I want to get Albert and Barney and folks in here real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that it's the Lord who has protected you. That's where your protection is coming from, and this is why they're not able to do anything to you. And it took me a long time to catch on to that's what was happening with me, because the threats were there. But
I know the people that creep around fighting this are the ones that get smashed. You stand, if you're going to get in a fight, you might as well go in full throttle all the way. And, you know, defending my family's worth it, and I don't even think about it. It's not even a courage issue. I'm so disgusted by these people. There's not even a question of fighting them. Doug, has that been your personal experience?
Absolutely. And if you're not intimidated, then you win. Really. Then you're not afraid. You're not up with anxiety at night.
Well, here's an analogy.
You are who you are.
Here's an analogy. We have two chihuahuas, a 3-pounder, an 8-pounder, and we have a big full-size Boston Terrier. The small chihuahua is the boss because it thinks it's the boss. And that's how we should all behave. Great point, Doug, and thanks, Roy. Albert in Colorado. Albert, go ahead. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't know much about the Phoenix program, but the way I heard the story, they were killing South Vietnamese that they expected would resist the communist takeover. Have you heard anything? Do you have any information about that?
Comments to that, Doug?
That they were killing Vietnamese who were going to resist the communist takeover?
Yes, that's what I heard was the purpose of the Phoenix program.
Well, the stated purpose of the Phoenix program was to kill the people who supported the communists, but what happened was the communists infiltrated the program and started putting the names of loyal citizens on the blacklist, so everybody started getting killed.
Yeah, that's the problem with a system like this. You can't rely on torture. You can't rely on those that will do the torturing. And it would, if I'm correct from what I've read, Doug, if somebody in the South Vietnamese government didn't like a business competitor, they just put their name on the list. Same thing happened in Nazi Germany. If they wanted your good-looking wife, they'd say you were a communist.
And the same thing is happening in Iraq, because Americans aren't Iraqis, and they can't go undercover and create agent nets as undercover agents, so they have to rely on Iraqis. And the people that the CIA is hiring right now in Iraq as its agent force
former Baathist,
Saddam Hussein's torturers.
Yeah, former Baathist. Well, look at Chalibi, the head guy in Baghdad. He was a torture guy for the Shah.
And these people are being touted on ABC, CBS, and the New York Times as our saviors. These are the people who are going to win the war for us, and just like we hired the Nazis after World War II, now we're doing the same thing all over again. And the point is, it's totally unnecessary. What you're doing is honest, and if what you're doing is God-fearing and correct, you have no reason to resort to torture, to assassination, or any other criminal activity. If
well,
what
they
you're doing
that
is right, you can stand up and you can do whatever you have to do in the full light of day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Albert. I'm sorry to Barney and John and others. We'll get to your calls. Tancredo's only on for 20 minutes if you want to hold, folks, but Tom Tancredo, the congressman, is coming up. Douglas Valentine, incredible breadth of knowledge. I hope to have you back on the show and have my producer call you and set you back up for 2 hours next week if you want to do it.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Okay, and just douglasvalentine.com for details. One of the books, The Phoenix Program. And thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, we'll be back as we continue the crusade against evil, folks, with the great American Congressman Tom Tancredo. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We're back live, and we just got a call from Congressman Tom Tancredo's staff, who were great folks. We've had him on about 10 times over the last 2 years. He's stuck in a hearing right now. He should be out in the next 5-10 minutes. We will have Congressman Tom Tancredo on to talk about Governor Ridge saying, hey, let's legalize all the illegals. That's a quote, folks. Legalize all of them, and now the Bush White House has said, well, yeah, it's official. We want to, quote, change the policy. And they dropped another bombshell on us Tuesday and Wednesday with first the administration saying, yeah, we're going to cut Taiwan loose and not defend them, telling them not to vote for independence, and then Bush came out and rebuked them with the new communist Chinese butcher premier. And so that developed as well. I got a bunch of key news we're about to get to. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
I've worked with several people who claim to be serial killers for Special Forces in Vietnam and all the wars since, with body counts over 50, just like Governor Ventura. And according to CIA Director, I believe it was Bill Colby, to U.S. Congress, the Phoenix program murdered 60,000 of our allies in South Vietnam. And
by the way, Governor Ventura, about 3 months ago, and I saw the transcript of it on the official news site, but I didn't see the video. Everybody called about it, and I went and found the transcript. I read the transcript on air, but paraphrasing it, on Jay Leno's Tonight Show, he said, and this is paraphrasing, he said, you know, I did a lot of things. A lot of things I thought were for the country for the 3 tours that I was in Vietnam as a Navy SEAL. And let me tell you something, Jay. It was all a lie. It was a fraud. We killed a lot of people with what I did in the Phoenix program. We lost a lot of good people on our side, and it's a fraud. 9/11's a fraud. All this terror is a fraud. Did you hear about that?
I'd like to see that transcript.
I read it on air. It was about 2 or 3 months ago. I wish somebody sent me a video of that. We got a bunch of calls. I went online, found the transcript of it. It was a news article about it. He indeed said that. And he got upset, supposedly. He said, visibly agitated, jumped out of his seat, was leaning over at Jay Leno. Wonder why he'd do that.
Well, these people are traumatized, and there's tens of thousands of them all around us. And they'll talk to anybody who's willing to listen to them. Most people just will not listen to them, or they block it out and say such things can't be true. They must be making it up. But these people are willing to talk and go into great detail about what they did, because that's the only way they can clear their conscience and keep their sanity.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say too much about it. The family member I have was not involved in nerve gassing himself, but he was on missions into Laos where this stuff was going on. And it just calmly, and this came out 3 years ago in the Tailwind story on CNN. Admiral Moore talked about it. He's a great guy, the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, the jets, the helicopters dropping the nerve gas. If they captured our people, they just nerve gas them, or they nerve gas the troops, which is illegal to do. But, I mean, here I am driving along with a family member, and they just, just start talking about it.
Well, there's a colonel now. I can't remember his name, but he's talking about how he's the guy that was supposedly the bad guy in Apocalypse Now with Martin Sheen, and he said that the Pentagon would literally try to kill thousands of American soldiers at one time by sending in a larger force of American soldiers to kill the Americans if they didn't participate in the Phoenix program properly. So this wasn't just against the South Vietnamese, our allies. This was against the American soldiers. Now, last year on a commercial airline flight from Portland, Oregon to Dallas, Texas, I coincidentally was assigned a seat next to a family member of an Oregon State police officer. This was the daughter of a state trooper, and he was also a military police officer recalled from retirement to go into the new Gulf War. They basically wouldn't let him out of retirement. She bragged and admitted.
Let me stop you. That is official, by the way, listeners. People who've been out for 15 years, they get recalled. It's basically a draft. And then they have a stipulation, even when you sign up for a 2-year or 3-year sign up with any force, any of the armed services, there's an open-ended contract to keep you in for upwards of 20 years, and they're now doing that. People want out, and they're saying no.
Well, she admitted that the Oregon police bragged that they have death camps in the National Forest of Oregon where they currently take people to be murdered and then buried in secret. Now, they tried to play it up like, oh, this was, you know, a bad criminal, and we couldn't catch him with the law, so we had to take him out and shoot him. But,
well, L.A. had that 25 years ago with that assassination team that got caught. That's admitted.
Well,
but here's the deal. We have Senator Menace of Oregon, the committee chairman, and this bill is on Infowars.com. It's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It says, and remember, I read that over and over again, John. Did you hear those shows?
Yes.
It says, anyone blocking traffic, if one protester blocks traffic or a doorway, everyone in the protest will be given life in prison in a forced labor forest camp. It says forced labor forest camp. Then I have the county commissioner on about the camps the feds built in Washington. Remember that? And there was even a local TV newscast about it.
Well,
I'm not trying to scare you folks, but this is really happening.
Well, since I'm a veteran, I was able to confirm a lot of what she said, and the fact that she was a stripper only verified her inside knowledge of gangsters and organized crime, since strip clubs are notorious for laundering profits from drug dealers who own the strip clubs. In other words, they're mid-level distributors for the CIA. Now, a second.
Think about how disgusting that is, though. So she was bragging about the death camps. How wonderful.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I kind of question whether that was a coincidental assignment.
It probably was, sir. Don't ever think you're that important. I don't think I'm that important. But listen, let me tell you something. It's like when I walk in the Brooksville Police Department and a woman runs from behind the counter yelling, "I want martial law, line them up and shoot them." It's a mental illness. It's a nest of these people.
Well, sure. Well, a second example occurred in Knoxville, Tennessee. I did work as a citizen investigator pro bono on a murder case of an informant for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. We did get a conviction for murder and later on kidnapping. Then the DA fired the prosecutor after a 17-year career, and the killer was released 3 years before his first parole date. The killer, the two-time convicted killer, now works inside the DA's office as a paid informant, narking on a few of his
Well, the FBI's been caught coast-to-coast running the hits and putting innocent people in prison. Thanks for the call. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just reading an article on the World Socialist website about how the media has, about 2 months ago, started this campaign to justify concentration camps and assassination of people.
Yeah, that was posted
last
week on InfoWars, the inside memos about start warming people up for martial law.
Yeah, this article was pointing out that as much as the government is responsible, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Jim Hoagland, this Max Boot and others are being trotted out all over the media. On the New York Times have been advocating torture as the method for crushing the insurgency. They're bringing out this old Vietnam Phoenix assassination program. This Max Boot was quoted in the New York Times of reprising the Phoenix assassination program. The rationalization for it that was used during the Vietnam War, that the guerrillas used the idea of the idea that they had to be up by and from the people and swim among the sea of the people, so turn that around and say that the sea of the people have to be killed, have to be assassinated, have to be tortured and terrorized into stop supporting the insurgents. And
which,
now
by the way, they know will backfire. The plan is to send the leftists and the UN in as the saviors. Thanks for the call. Muhammad in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Muhammad.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, guy, you know, that gentleman who called from Hawaii saying that you're an agent, somebody who is from Afghanistan knows who Taliban al-Qaeda is. I can assure that caller what you're saying is 110% true. You know, it is amazing. It's just people, you know, I drive a taxi here in Colorado, in Denver. I try to let people know about your website. I've ordered your videos. I can't wait to get them. I don't mind dishing out. I take about 50 to 70 people a day in my taxi, and I don't mind dishing out $5 a tape and just letting people know. You know, guy, I'm a naturalized citizen. I love this country. I fell in love with the Constitution of this country. I read something that Thomas Jefferson told all of us a long time ago, Mr. Jones, is that never allow financial institutions to overtake your government. And that's what we have allowed. And he also gave the antidote of if that ever happened. He said, rise up and revolt. I know that's asking for violence.
Well, let me stop you, Muhammad. That's what they did in the 70s and 80s is they created the terror teams. They created the Taliban. They created the al-Qaeda. They still control them. And now they're oppressing the people, putting the warlords in charge. And now they want to turn America into Afghanistan, turn America into Iraq. We can't let that happen, can we?
No, we cannot. This is the last frontier. I'm serious. I hate to make it sound like some Western movie name, but this is the last frontier. We're the last defense against these sons of a bees, globalists, because if we don't do anything, I'm going to tell you something. Afghanistan, you know, I tell this to everybody, Mr. Jones. Afghanistan, the Soviets, we had this monarchy king. The Soviets fought the people around him. When he realized too late, because he was a nationalist, he loved Afghanistan, it was too late. The Soviets came in with 200,000 soldiers in 1979. Not a single shot was fired because he bought. And if people think that cannot happen in America, I think they live in a fantasy land. They will.
Well, the military, General Eberhard at NORTHCOM there in Colorado, says they're going to go to martial law. Frank says it. They're all just doing it like, oh, it's a good idea to be under a military dictatorship. And God bless you, Muhammad. Muhammad, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to talk to you during the break about your great work waking folks up in the taxi cab, and I want to get the statistics from you on how many people are waking up to that. Thanks for the call. I'm going to come back, cover news. Congress pushes for larger military. Iraq Army walking out over pay. Soldiers in Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction protection. Halliburton, Pentagon found out they're cheating on the bids they're putting in. Not even the bids. There's no bids on the bills they're putting in. That's all coming up. And we've got Tom Tancredo scheduled. He's still in the committee meeting, but he'll be coming on with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks, this is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry in Kentucky and others, we'll get to you coming up in the next segment. And again, Tom Tancredo's never done this to us before, but I know he's in a committee meeting. It must be an important vote or something. So he should be on, they said by now, but we're calling his office right now trying to get him out of that meeting. White House verifies immigration review. The New York Times is reporting on this. So was the Washington Times. The White House yesterday said a new immigration review is underway that could lead to amnesty for millions of illegal aliens living and working in the United States. Confirmation of the review came during the White House briefing just 2 days after Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said during a town hall meeting that Miami, that the government had to, quote, afford some kind of legal status to the 8 million to 12 million illegal aliens in the country. Oh, isn't that nice? And they've taken thousands of Border Patrol off. That's the actual numbers, 2,000 off the southern border alone, going to be air marshals, paying them more. They're even lowering the pay of Border Patrol to drive folks out of there. And Tom Ridge, time to legalize illegals. He wants to, quote, come to grips with it and somehow legalize all these illegal aliens. But we've got to have the government sticking a microscope down our throat, watching us. It's ridiculous. Of course, they're lining up the new national draft for you and your family. And here's USA Today. Congress pushes for larger military. Members of Congress from both parties are pushing for the first significant increase in the size of the active duty military in 16 years. Call-ups of part-time troops from the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve to fill the ranks in Iraq have intensified the bipartisan sentiment that the Pentagon doesn't have enough troops to fight an extended war on terrorism while keeping enough well-rested, well-trained troops ready for an emergency. But the Pentagon, it says, doesn't want that. No, they want to drive our troops into submission, have them break down from fatigue, and further erode the offensive nature of the military to roll that into the EU and then send the UN into Iraq as the savior. And what was that, my dear? We do have the illustrious guest who we drug out of a committee meeting. I hope it wasn't too important. I hope the meeting's over now. Tom Tancredo, I guess we'll have him for this segment and the next segment. And that was the news I was just covering. White House is back with its amnesty plan that they were promoting on the steps of the White House 2 weeks before 9/11 with Vicente Fox in the hen house. And we've got Mexican troops kidnapping U.S. citizens on our side of the border. To bring us up to speed on this is the premier congressman from Colorado fighting this this issue of sovereignty. Congressman, good to have you on.
Good to be on. Thank you very much.
You bet. What committee meeting were you in?
It was a water hearing here in Colorado, and let me tell you, you know, who was it said, wasn't Roosevelt, but somebody said, out here in the West anyway, you know, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting, and believe me, it's a very volatile topic, just about as volatile as immigration.
Well, also, Mexico's been stealing water from Texas and New Mexico.
That's exactly right. They have not abided by the pact. They have been taking far more water than it would have, than the pact allows, and of course it's a good example. If that had happened with a state, if Colorado were in that situation, there would be, of course, recourse. You'd go to court, and there would be some decision made, and somebody would be able to actually bring some closure to it. But because it's Mexico, nobody wants to do anything about it for fear that it would affect other issues, and that goes to show you just how difficult it is to deal with issues like immigration with Mexico when people are petrified to talk about the problems that exist on our borders, and not just on our borders, but internally as a result of having porous borders, and yet we people are afraid, like even the Secretary of Homeland Security is ready to throw in the towel because he's fearful of the political consequences of not doing so.
Political consequences, 82% of Hispanics want the border shut, 87% to 89% of the groups averaged in. This is a extremely popular and constitutional issue. You got elected with, what, 60% of the vote? 60 what?
Almost 69%, yeah.
Almost 70%. So what are they afraid of? They're corporate backers that want all the slave labor?
Yes, sir. That is exactly what it is. It is the issue of cheap labor. That is what is driving and fueling this thing. Well, on the Democrat side, they know that the influx of massive numbers of immigrants, both legal and illegal, mean potential voters for Democrats. On the Republican side, they look at the same phenomena, and it's that they think of it as a massive number of cheap laborers. And so that's why you can have 70% of the American public demanding some sort of reform, but nothing happening in the Congress. It is because the convergence of those two points of view in the parties that control our government.
Hey, I tell you what, Congressman, do one more segment with us. Quick 3-minute break, and we'll be back with Congressman Tom Tancredo if his cell doesn't cut out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, Congressman Tom Tancredo is our guest, and I've got a few central questions for the congressman. First off, Bush, I wouldn't say throwing in the towel, or Ridge isn't throwing in the towel, Congressman, because right before 9/11, when you're saying terrorists could attack us with the borders, Bush is with Fox saying open the borders, it's free trade area of the Americas, Pan-American Union, New World Order. And now Ridge says we got to legalize them. Well, 800 cities have already done it, accepting these fake matricula cards. I've had the leader of the Colorado Senate on, Congressman, who had his staff go out and get 4 of these cards, one person, under different names. You've documented this. You've defended the Republic. You've done your duty. So what do we do about Bush, who's already said you're targeted by the neocons in human events and in roll call because they don't like you because you're a real conservative? What do you say to that?
I say come and try. Come on and try. You just do what you need to do to the White House and anybody else. Look, when I take an oath of office every 2 years, if I'm lucky enough to be elected to the Congress of the United States and I'm down on the floor of the House, I put my hand up in the air and I take an oath. And you know that oath is not to the President of the United States, and it is not to the party. It is to the Constitution. And I'll tell you right now that oath means more to me than any allegiance that I have, which I do have, both to the president and the Republican Party, but I have a greater allegiance to the Constitution in this country. So I don't care what anyone does as a result of my devotion to that cause. I will do exactly what I'm doing. And you know what? I put my hand in my life in God's hands, and I say, you know, as long as I do what I believe I should do and what I think He wants me to do on this planet, then that's the only one I'm really accountable to.
Well, Congressman, what do we do when the Republican and the Democratic parties ignore the Constitution, ignore our security, ignore our sovereignty, ignore the will of the people, and they're getting rid of the border right now, as you've said. Mexico says it belongs to them. That's being funded out of New York. What do we do? How do we stop this from happening?
I'm telling you that I have seen now in the last maybe 6-8 months a momentum shift. Alex, if I guarantee you that if you wouldn't have been doing what you're doing and the other talk show hosts around this country that care and the Internet wasn't there and Fox News, I guarantee you by now we would have already had a complete and total amnesty. We would have had a formal change in terms of the way in which our borders are constructed, and that has been stopped. And not only has it been stopped, but I get the distinct impression that this whole thing is moving more in our direction.
So the best defense is a good offense. The Bushes are now, because they're in trouble, are trying to throw it back in our face and get the momentum by trying to call for amnesty again.
Well, I'll tell you that that balloon, I think, that they set up there, and I still don't know right now. It's hard for me to believe that was a purposeful, I'm going to, you know, really float this idea that as the Secretary of Homeland Security, as an agenda item for this administration, that we're going to have amnesty. I have the impression, after reading it, how, in fact, it came about in a series of questions after he spoke, that I think he actually blew it. You know what I'm saying? I think he...
Congressman, I appreciate you giving him the benefit of the doubt, but you're back in the district. I won't blame you if you didn't read the White House statement today published in the Washington Times. The White House came out in a press conference. McClellan said, yes, we are going to reissue the amnesty call. That was this morning.
Ah, no, you're right. I did not see that. And maybe he forced him into making that admission, and I'm glad, because you know what? Now that we know that that's where they're coming from, we can establish what we're going to do about it. And I guarantee you, they're not going to be able to get that through the House. Now, the Senate, that's a bunch of wimps. I wouldn't for a moment try to predict what they would do, except to probably cave in. But on the House side right now, we've got some stalwarts. One is the chairman of the Immigration Subcommittee, Mr. Hostetler. And I'll tell you right now, they're not going to get an amnesty bill past him. I don't think they're going to get one past Mr. Sensenbrenner. And I'd be surprised even if the Speaker of the House would agree to have a bill come up like that, because he knows what happened the last time. When that happened, when they brought one up, it damn near tore our conference apart.
Okay, here's the problem, Congressman, and you know it better than I do. By fiat, the states and the counties and the cities are setting up day labor sites, public housing. They're accepting the matricula cards. They are going ahead and just legalizing it without Congress even doing it. You got Hatch wanting to give the illegals all this welfare money and tuition. We've got all these different things happening. We had Fox here a couple weeks ago. I protested him in Texas. He gave an award to the Austin Police Department for violating federal law and refusing to arrest illegals. Illegals don't get arrested when they have automobile accidents without driver's license, but I would be. They are better than I am. They have more rights than I do. Two questions. Why do they have more rights than I do? Why are the Republicans enabling them? And then number two, how do we criminally prosecute city leaders that violate federal law, because it is racketeering?
Oh, brother. Those are two great questions. Why is it that these people who are achieving greater rights, not only in the area you just described, but let me point out something else. There are two groups of people in this country that have access to all of the health care benefits they need, regardless of whether or not they're able to pay for them. And there are only two groups. One are prisoners, and the other are illegal aliens.
And our veterans are waiting 2 months to get health care.
I visited a detention center where in fact, I've been to two or three now, detention centers for illegal immigrants. There are specialists on staff, healthcare professionals. You get a dental exam when you come in, and all of your dental work taken care of. If you have any, then you get an MRI. You can get an MRI. I saw the MRI machine inside a detention center. You can have these folks go through, and if they come up with cancer, they're sent to an oncologist. I guarantee you that I have people in my district who do not have the same access to health care that we provide both prisoners in our prisons.
Well, Congressman, I have a friend who had to sell his car to pay his $4,000 MRI bill.
Yeah, well, see, have him give up his citizenship, sneak back into the country, get put into a detention center, and he can get it taken care of.
Oh, what's going on with Hatch?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it does drive you nuts. But I also mean it when I tell you I believe there is some momentum on our side. I do. All we can do is what we can do. You know, Alex, the fact is that every single person in America is charged with, you know, some responsibility in this effort. And what an individual can do around the water cooler at work, the way they vote, when they are confronting a city council person or the president of the United States asking for their vote, what you do is you say, what are you going to do about this problem with immigration in this country? And don't just say illegal immigration, because I'll tell you right now, the problem is immigration, both legal and illegal.
Well, they're going to make it all legal, so we better start talking about legal now.
That's exactly what will happen. If you just simply say, well, if the problem is with illegal immigration, I'm all for immigration, but illegal, they will simply say, fine, everybody coming into the country is here legally. So that's the end of that. And I'll tell you, as long as you've got a country that is mired in what I call the cult of multiculturalism, that tells people when they come here they should not, in fact, become part of the American mosaic, that they should stay separate, keep separate language, keep even their political affiliation to another country, then immigration, period, is a problem.
Yeah, it's total balkanization, divide and conquer. And again, you've said that so eloquently, Congressman. So again, we need to prosecute city officials who are in sedition. They gave awards to the APD for not enforcing federal law. They it was in the newspaper.
My goodness. Unfortunately, most of federal law on this issue has no penalty. It's just simply on the books. There's no penalty that is meted out to anybody for violating it. You know, there's a law that says that no state or local government can impede the flow of information from the INS or to the old INS. But of course, Houston is flagrantly violating that law. Cities, there must be 400 cities in this nation that are doing that.
It's 800, 400 cities, about another 400 towns, yeah.
Towns, okay, so you got 800 communities in the United States of America flagrantly violating that federal law. I went to the floor of the House and tried to add an amendment to the Homeland Security Act saying that any city doing that couldn't apply for any funds. I mean, trying to put some sort of, you know, something in the law to punish somebody.
Well, Congressman, it goes deeper. You may not be aware of this one. Let me throw this out at you. I have a friend who manages one of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin. She was sent to the big corporate meeting. It's the biggest management company in the country. Golf courses, hotels, apartments. She was sent to the big corporate meeting in Dallas, and she was told, if it's illegals, let them be 10 to a two-bedroom. If it's a citizen, kick them out or fine them. Now, why are even the corporations, and now understand, this corporation quietly just made a third of their housing, that is within a unit, a third of it government housing, but they're not going to tell the tenants, you're now moving into quasi-governmental housing, and the feds, they said, have told us to let the illegals in. Number one, were you aware of that?
No, sir, I wasn't. I had never heard of that one. Alex, I'm not telling you. This conversation is making me even more upset than I was when I started it. Upset, but I mean, you sent something on the lead-in that I heard, something about Mexican military kidnapping American citizens or something. What was
you
that?
Didn't,
about?
You didn't. Oh, yeah. Associated Press, Newsmax last week. South Texas, a family of five. About 6 miles over the border, they were shooting at rabbits with 22s. Mexican troops came across, kidnapped five of them, Now, it came out last week. They kidnapped him November 24th. They released four of them, are still holding one of them. And I was going to mention to you, I've seen one AP article, one Newsmax article, nothing else. You didn't. I'm going to try to dig that out. It's here in the stack.
These are American citizens, and one of them is presently being held, and they were taken from the United States of America?
Yeah, you were even quoted in the Newsmax story as Tancredo says there's been 181 incursions like this, but again, they
pulled that out of a separate story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, but there has been so little reporting that even you didn't...
No, I never heard that. Yes, sir.
And of course, you talked about FBI being shot, Border Patrol being shot, Forest Service, you have exposed that. With this new thing happening, what do you say?
Well, first of all, I'm going to try to get the Secretary of State on the phone. You know what we need I keep saying that every time I call, like if I call to the Department of State and I say, I need to talk to somebody about a problem in Afghanistan, they always say, well, you have to talk to somebody on the Afghan desk. Well, you know, what I'm going to call over for and ask for somebody on the American desk at the State Department, because I need somebody at the State Department that's actually on our side, and we do not have that. But I'm going to, as soon as I get back to my office, I'm going to try to get a call through to the Secretary of State, and I want him to tell me what the hell is going on with this particular case.
Congressman, I pointed out a week ago when this first broke that no one was talking about it on the news, only, again, Newsmax, AP, I think Roland Daly finally wrote an article about it, but there have been so many of those instances. I guarantee if some right-wingers thumped one of these illegals in the nose, it would be, you know, Dateline NBC 60 Minutes, but Mexican troops are engaged in carnage and machine gunning every week down there, and it's not even in our news. And in the article, it said that Newsmax and the AP kept calling the FBI, and they will not make a comment. They don't even care.
Well, we will dig something out on them. I guarantee you, we'll dig something out of them on this. And I will continue to do it until they make a statement, until we get some stuff. I have never heard of this particular thing, and you say that this happens a lot, but we've never had it where an American citizen was actually kidnapped from the United States by the Mexican military before. That's a new one to me, but believe me, I swear to you that we will follow up on that one, too.
Well, I figure we need to see you on Fox News tonight. This is a major story, and I bet if you call them, they'll pull the article up. I bet you can go right on there and do it.
Well, I'm going to be on Fox over the weekend, I know, and if possible, I will add this to that discussion.
I know listeners can email it to you quicker than I can, or I can send it this afternoon. Where do we send these articles?
Let's see. The best way to do it, you can fax it. Are they faxable or just only in electronic?
Well, I'm just ashamed because I said last week I need to call Tancredo, and I said I'm sure he knows, and none of us told you, and we fell down on this. Folks, shame on all of us. The fax is great. Folks, I want you to fax it to him, the AP and the Newsmax, right now. What's that fax number?
Yeah, I'm getting it out. I'm sitting at the light here in just a second. It is District Office 720-283-9776.
9776.
I guarantee you we will go after this. I guarantee you.
Now, it's important to call.
I can get him out, but I will do something about this.
Well, Congressman, it shows how important it is that we contact you and others, because it does count to call Congress. I mean, you guys are so busy. You're in your district right now. You know, and I can't blame you. I mean, the news hounds know this, that the White House said today that, yeah, they are calling for amnesty. See, I mean, this news just isn't getting out.
Well, and I've been in that hearing ever since about 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming you. I understand. It's our job to inform you.
Well, you're doing a good job with that.
Well, I will also try to get that. Should I have that apartment manager? She's afraid to lose her job. Should I have her call your office and tell your office what this corporate group told her?
Absolutely. And let me give you a number for that, too. And anybody else that's listening, it's 720-283-9772 and ask for Charles.
All right. 720-283-9772. And Congressman, I want to thank you for coming on while I've been ranting and raving, but we're all feeling like this now. We're sick of it, and I know you're sick of it. We appreciate your anger when you're on television.
You know, somebody, I read a quote by a guy I don't necessarily like very much because of his politics, but it is true. He said it was a senator from Arkansas, and Dale Bumpers, I think, and he said, I heard they were interviewing him. He said, "What are you now? What's the thing about being retired? How do you like it?" And he said, "Well, I was sitting at home the other day reading about this damn Bush tax cut," he said, "and I just hate it. And I told my wife, I don't know if I'm more frustrated by being here and reading about this and knowing I can't do anything about it, or being in Congress and reading about it and knowing I can't do anything about it." So, believe me, I feel exactly the same way many times. Oh, man.
All right, folks. We'll send him everything you got on the kidnapping of and how many times this year have they shot up Border Patrol vehicles, Congressman?
Well, let's see. This year, I think we have had maybe 100 instances where they've come across the line. I do not know how many specifically where shots were fired. Not that many, thank God. But they've come over 100 times where they've Mexican military have come into the United States of America. I know over almost 300 times in the last 5 years.
Congressman, thank you for joining us. God bless. Godspeed.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we don't have anybody in Congress as good on immigration as we do as Tom Tancredo. And you notice he didn't know a lot of the stuff I was bringing up to him. He didn't know the White House in a press conference said, "Hey, yeah, we're going to go for amnesty today." He didn't know that a week ago the news broke of 2 weeks before that five American citizens were kidnapped by Mexican soldiers. And I said on air last week, I ought to call Tom Tancredo. In fact, that's why I was trying to get him on the show this week, And it took a couple days. He was going to be on Monday, but then he had a doctor's appointment, and then we ended up getting him on Friday because I forgot to try to get him back on. And then he didn't even know, and this one person still languishing, kidnapped, they released four of them. Think about that. See, that's why you got to call talk shows and send out emails and do all of this. It is so vitally important. I got a few final really important news items that I want to hit on about terrorism in Russia. We hit on the London Guardian with the British MI5 carrying out the terror bombings in Ireland to blame it on their political enemies yesterday. Now we've got it out of the Kars news center, and terrorist acts organized by Russian secret services, and that's already been confirmed in a thousand other articles, literally in documentary films and FSB that have gone forward. That's their new KGB. But before I do that, look, last plug of the week on this. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, H-Town, from about 6 p.m. to around midnight. We're going to show 9/11 Road to Tyranny. First, I'll give a 30-minute speech. We'll show 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Looks great on the big screen. Then I'm going to take question and answers on any subject you want to discuss. Then I'm going to show John Carpenter's They Live, which is an amazing sci-fi film. Kind of good for getting folks' minds outside the box. Live anywhere in Texas, folks. I hope to see you tomorrow. That's Saturday, 6 p.m., Alamo Draft House at the West Oaks Shopping Center. It's, off Highway 6, off Highway 10, West Houston. You can't miss it. It's a big old shopping mall with, you know, Dillard's and Nordstrom's and all that stuff at it. And it's a big, nice movie theater with food and drinks and hamburgers, pizzas, all that stuff in there. Because after 2 o'clock, they have all the food. Always shown the thing here in Austin before 2, and then ends up they don't have any food. But they got all the food, all the great stuff. It's really nice. Great place to network. Great place to meet folks. Bring your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your daughter, your children, your grandchildren. Call everybody. I want to see you tomorrow. Houston, Texas, folks. And I'll have all the books, all the videos, all the stuff available right there for you at a table with great folks running the table. And so please be there tomorrow, Houston, Texas. Remember the Alamo Cinema, Draft House, Alamo Draft House, and they're just go to drafthouse.com, click on the West Oak Shopping Center. That's the one in Houston. There's three here in Austin, based here in Austin. Alamo Draft House is a happening place. Mel Gibson just screened The Passion last Sunday here in Austin at the Alamo Draft House. But again, we're going to be I'm going to be down there, and a lot of great folks will be down there at the Alamo Draft House this Saturday in Houston. But a lot of great events at the Alamo Draft House theaters, period, folks. So if you live in Texas, check that out. Also, you don't have to come to this movie to see it. You can get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, about who really carried out 9/11. You can get Masters of Terror Part 2 of it. You can get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. My book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, by going to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free. These are amazing videos. They're waking up folks that see them. You need to have them. 1-888-253-3139. Your purchase of the videos supports this show and the books. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. And by the way, the map of how to get there is on the main page of Infowars, how to get to the Alamo Draft House and cinema. Great show today. Thanks to all our guests, all the callers, all the affiliates, all the sponsors. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and I'll see you in H-Town, Houston. Remember the Alamo. Be there tomorrow.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.